Going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Range Infrastructure Financing District. Today is December 2nd, 2025. It is 2:03 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Nick, your chair, would you like to start?
Or Nick Meister with Coal West, board chair.
Lauren
Nick
Heller.
Robinson, secretary clerk.
Lauren Hiller with Coal West Board member.
Shelby Clymer with CLA District Accountant.
Right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. First up, board, we need to have a public hearing, actually, two public hearings. One is for the amendment to the 2025 budget. The other one is for the 26 budget. So could I get a motion to open the public hearings?
I'll make a motion to open public hearing.
I'll
Thanks,
second.
Chris. Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, board, we're now in two public hearings. We're going to combine them. One's to deal with amendments to the 2025 budget, and the other one is for the final 2026 budget. So, Shelby, you want to walk through those for us?
I sure will. So, starting with the 2025 budget amendment, the projections for the general fund are about $861 over the original appropriation. So, just want to amend, give the district a little bit of room so that we don't have to come back and amend after year end. So, that includes about $48,000 for the administrative costs. And then transfers out of 4,000, which is to cover the annual paying agent fees due to UMB, which would be covered through the working capital fund or developer advance revenues. So, any questions first on the 2025 amendment before I go into the 2026 budget?
I have no concerns.
Okay. Okay. All right, so 2026 budget, again, no changes from what was reviewed at the November meeting. So just kind of a quick overview. General fund budget set at about 52,000 for accounting, legal, annual audit, and annual insurance costs. Anticipated at this point that most of those would be paid from developer advance revenues. However, there will also be a carve out from assessment revenues. So, depending on the timing, that developer advance may reduce a bit next year. For the debt service fund, reflecting revenues of about $395,000, which includes the assessment fee revenue to cover the 2026 scheduled interest payments on the bonds. We've estimated an interest income, and then on the expenditures, $362,000. For the scheduled interest payments, and then that annual paying agent fee to UMB. And then lastly is the transfer out of 53,000 for the administrative carve out. And then last page here's the capital projects fund. So anticipating an ending balance going into 2026 of about 828,000, estimated again interest income, and then appropriating all remaining funds in 2026. About 838,000 with a little bit to engineering and the rest for capital outlay. Any questions?
You go back to the developer outlay or the developer that first page, developer advance. So that 52,000, that's to cover, the working capital account basically. Is there an issue, or does it have to be paid through the district? Or I guess the question is, does it matter whether the developer funds the district or the developer just pays those invoices in behalf of the district?
It does not. So certainly, might be more efficient for you to just pay those bills directly, or have the developer pay those bills directly. The one ask that we would have, Seth, is just that we get that information every quarter so that we can still account for everything on the district's financial statements.
Okay.
And then you guys would still get reimbursed, right, Seth, from the administrative funding reimbursement agreement. Just keep track of it and
Well,
then
I guess that's my point. What would the source for that money be?
would come through the assessments when they come through. Once there's money in the assessment fund, we can reimburse back the you guys as the development team from the district.
But either way, it's going to come from the developer, because the developer is going to either pay those bills directly, fund the advance, or pay the assessments to the district, and then the district would just reimburse them out of those funds. So either way, they're all being funded by the developer. Am I reading that wrong?
No, that's right. It's just that the developer advances are the only ones that we're tracking for future reimbursement, whereas what gets included in the assessment fee would not be eligible for future reimbursement. So the funding source for potential repayments really just comes into play if expenses in each year come in under that budget. And there's some available assessment revenues that could then go back to the developer to repay part of what had been previously advanced.
Okay.
Kind of just a weird shuffling of of funds at the end of the day.
Yeah. But if we do it one way, there's potential reimbursement. If we do it another way, there's not. Okay.
Any other questions or discussion?
All right. I do not show any members of the public for any public comment. So, with that, I need a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
I second.
Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. Let me throw back up the agenda. All right, so next up, board meeting minutes from our November 4th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I've reviewed those and have no issues. I would make a motion to approve the board meeting minutes from November 4th, 2025.
Thanks, Seth.
I second.
Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, next up. The two resolutions adopting this first one is for the 25 amendment to the budget. Just basically says we'd had a final budget, we needed to make the amendments, and this approves the amendment. So, any questions?
No, I will make a motion to approve for resolution 2025-02, amendment to the 2025 budget.
I second.
Thanks, Seth. Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Here's the resolution to adopt the 26 budget. So, any
I will
questions?
make a motion to approve resolution 2025-03, adopting the 2026 budget.
I second.
Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, this time I won't forget, but the annual meeting schedule. So, everybody good with keeping the meetings as they are?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Works.
I will make a motion to continue our annual meeting schedule to mimic our 2025 meeting schedule for the 2026 calendar year.
I second.
Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Shelby, your SOW and then the auditor.
Okay. All right, so SOW is here for you. No change to the scope or deliverables for what Celia would provide to the district. Similar to what we discussed at the last board meeting, we are proposing a fixed fee. However, I'll just kind of caveat that Seth and I are going to connect offline, do a little bit more work on that fee, and make sure that we both kind of come to an agreement on that. So happy to go into this in any more detail, but the recommended motion here today would be approval if you so desire, subject to Seth and I kind of coming to an agreement on that fixed fee.
I will make a motion subject to approval on that fixed fee to later be approved and executed by district chair.
Thanks, Seth.
Second.
Thanks, Nick. Sorry, he beat you out, Lauren.
Oh, good.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Shelby.
Okay. Then we also have the audit engagement letter for Haney and Company. They were the auditors for the 2024 year end as well. Would not recommend a change at this point in time. The fee that they have for the range IFD is 8,000. I believe, yes, 8,000 here. I don't think this is any increase from the 2024 audit. Any questions or discussion?
I have no concerns. I will make a motion to approve the proposal from Haney and Company for the audit.
I second.
Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Before I forget, Nick and Seth, I'll send you all of these documents to sign as soon as we're done after Rome, obviously, but just look for those emails from ShareFile. All right, last up, open and public meetings training. So we have to do this once a year. State auditor requires it. They actually will send out for the outside auditors to check that we do this. So we have to do it once a year. So we have to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act. All of the district's business has to be conducted in an open and public setting, and we have to allow the public to participate. So we have to allow for public comment at all the board meetings. Nick, as the chair, you get to set the time. Typically, we're going to show 3 minutes on the agenda, but you have the ability to change. We have to post everything with the Utah Public Notice website. People can sign up on the website so that they get alerts anytime the district has any activity when we post any notices or anything else. That way they get those alerts. They can know then when they want to come to any meetings. On those notices, we have to list the date, the time, and the place, as well as provide the agenda items. And the agenda items have to have reasonable specificity to them. So take today, we have two resolutions. We just can't list resolutions. We have to list budget resolutions, one for amending, one for final adoption. So that kind of specificity is what we need to have. We do have an electronic meetings policy that allows us to conduct our meetings electronically. We do have to have somebody, a representative at the anchor location. Christy is the one who handles that for us down in the offices. The notices, there has to be 24-hour notice for any of our regular, special, or emergency meetings. If it's going to be a public hearing, then we have a 7-day notice, and that applies to all of our budget hearings. The state wants us to use the public notice website as kind of the central source for all municipal and governmental entities. Everyone has to use it. That way, it's the one repository so the public knows where to go. All of our meetings are recorded, and we have minutes for all of the meetings. We have 7 days to post the recordings. And then once the minutes are approved in the board meeting, they become the official minutes and they need to be put on the website after 3 days of their approval. There is a chance we could go into a closed session. Pretty rare for PIDs and IFDs to go into a closed session. I want to say we've had two in the last 3 years. They're pretty limited to what we can go into a closed session for. Does require two-thirds of the board to approve going into a closed session. The items we can close for would be strategy sessions related to, say, collective bargaining, any imminent or pending litigation, if we're going to do any appraisals, purchase any land, any real estate, any water rights, things like that. We could go into closed to talk about a strategy, not reveal any appraisal pricing, things like that. Other things we could close for would be for security items, any personnel, devices, systems that we wanted to use. If we were going to talk about any criminal misconduct or any allegations through an investigation, we could close to go do those things. We could close if there were any protected items, private related through the procurement policy back to the development company. We could close that way, somebody doesn't want to get any trade secrets or find out any business things you guys are doing to try to get an advantage over you. We could close for that. I'm just going to tell you, we will always say no to any grandma requests dealing with that. So, that's basically it. Closed meetings, we have to keep minutes and we do recordings of those as well. Those, though, are not open to the public, and the public could ask. We're going to tell them no. And the only way you could get into have access to the minutes or the recordings would be through a court order. And I have never seen a court open up a public or a closed meeting before. So, okay, that's your annual training. You guys have any questions?
No, thanks.
Yeah, as fast as I can do it. Beats going online to take the online training that's like 15 minutes. So, all
Yep.
right, anything for us? That's everything I show on the agenda.
I have nothing else. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, thanks, Seth.
I second.
Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor say aye.
Hi.
Thank you.
All right.